Lost and Found, Lent Day 18. There are so many dimensions to the prodigal son story that it really makes it a perfect tool to be used during the Lenten season. As I mentioned a few days earlier, if nothing else reached us from the time of Christ, save for the parable of the prodigal son, it would be enough to teach us about the love of God and the meaning of reconciliation. It is a story which demonstrates our responsibility to one another in terms of love, compassion, and forgiveness. Yesterday, we meditated about the travel we take from various points in our life to the end. Today, we will look at the detours that come our way in our travels through life. When we lose focus of the target, we wander and can be distracted to the point that we lose our way. We become lost. Tragically, sometimes our lost state is so severe that we neither return to the road nor to the destination. Getting lost is not intentional. No one begins a journey with the hope of getting lost. The truth is, in the journey of life, we come across many difficulties, many obstacles that prevent us from reaching the fullness that we want in life. Those obstacles stand in front of us like roadblocks as we travel toward our dreams. When the road is blocked, we immediately look for ways to circumvent, to go around the obstacle, and in so doing, we swerve off course. We get lost. We discussed this earlier as being one of the foundations of being in the sinful nature. That is, we miss the mark. We're shooting for that perfection, but we miss it. We're off the bullseye. Think about your life. Think about the difficulties, the challenges that you have experienced. You started off your journey with good intentions, whether it was a career path or career move, a business education, financial, health goals, or a relationship, a husband, wife, children, parents, friends. Whatever the case may be, your motives and purpose were good, perhaps even noble. Take, for instance, your financial goals. You start out with good intentions. Those funds were to pay for something, an education, a better way of living, a trip, retirement, whatever it may be. But along the way, you started to compromise. You lost sight of where you were going. While deep down in the back of your mind, you knew where the destination was, but the day-to-day activities of your life betray you to compromise. You got caught up in the mundane chores and responsibilities that took you farther and farther away from your goals. You looked at the map, and you realized you were lost. Fortunately, we have a way to turn back. We do not have to continue along the same path, and that is the strength of the Lenten journey. By self-examination and introspection, we identify our problems, and through prayer and meditation, we find the means to reorient or to redirect ourselves along the path, ultimately to find the direction in our life. In the gospel narrative, as a prelude to Jesus telling the prodigal son parable, there is a discussion about being lost and found. We read that the tax collectors and sinners were gathered around Jesus to hear him. Now, this is interesting and important to note here, because Jesus, being the holy man that he was in violation of protocol. It was not proper for him to be sitting with tax collectors, who were not only disliked for obvious reasons, but were hated because they were looked upon as traitors, collecting money for the enemy state. And of course, he was with the sinners, who were the outcasts because they did not live up to the standards society had imposed upon them. The so-called people of faith looked down their noses at the sinner. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law murmured, says the gospel. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he does find it, he rejoices, puts it on his shoulders, and comes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Just as he did with the story of the prodigal son, Jesus makes it very clear that he is interested in the people who have lost their way. And please note, that includes every one of us. There is a beautiful expression that says, "Stop and smell the roses." I love that expression because it reminds us that, yes, we are lost. How often do we have the time or take the time to really stop and smell the roses? To really look at the sunset in awe? To look into our children's eyes and see the hope of tomorrow? To really dream with them and believe in tomorrow? To know that peace is possible? To dream of a better tomorrow? Those dreams, those smiles, are usually forgotten by us because we are in the fast gear, never having enough time to slow down and look, hear, smell, taste, and feel life. Lent is that perfect time to look at your path. Where you are going, where you are headed. Are you lost? Do you need a roadmap? Do you need to get back to the path? Is it time to make a turn, or perhaps a complete U-turn? These are questions that you, and you alone, need to answer. You have your roadmap open. You have your navigator on. And you are on this Lenten journey. We conclude with a prayer from St. Nerses Shnorhali by going to the beginning of the prayer, to the first hour, to remind us where everything begins. I confess with faith and adore you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, uncreated and immortal essence, creator of angels, of humans, and of all that exists. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.